Is that,
you don't
that's
know?
A barn over there.
Silver.
Silver? Yes,
is that Silver's here?
Yes, and that was the... Oh, Mr. Cabral's son made that. Young Joseph.
Out of the house?
Yeah.
Which house is it? The that one or that one?
That one is the old one.
That's the old one.
No, that they moved, and I guess she built on. They built, added on a little.
Who lives there?
That's Mr. Cabral himself.
Oh, I see. We had to stop a lot.
Yeah.
That was fairly new, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It was built that way a few years ago. Just 3 years, 6 years ago.
But this was an old house down by the river, a real old house.
This part here, not that part they built on, but this part here
yes.
was what they brought up.
And
it's got old boards. I remember when I used to go, Mrs. Cabral used to come up and help me. My mother didn't have the telephone that came down here. So mm-hmm. I've been, and there's the old boards inside there. You can mm-hmm. see the old floor mm-hmm. boards.
And belongs to James Manchester now?
No, it's a baker, I think, bought it.
Oh.
It was a Manchester owned the old house.
I see.
Yeah.
Manchester owned. By a baker.
I hope I'm telling you all
that's
this.
All right. We'll just take it for gospel. We'll just take it for gospel, Mabel. Now, this next one with the columns, that was built not too long ago.
Yes, that's one of his sons, Mr. Cabral, over here. Sons. Let me see. I think David's the one here. And Manuel is so.
Is it too hot in here?
No, it's warm enough. I take my coat off. I do. I never change my old shirt, slippers, no nothing.
No. This is a Mr. Cabral's son.
That one's David.
Whites lived down there. Whites lived down there. Of course, they're whites. Whites. I know that they call it the White House. And he gave us some tapes to do tape recording with. Mm-hmm. White House. He comes in the summer and weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And this house, little house here.
This is Mr. Cabral's son, Manuel.
How old do you think it is? Rather recent?
Oh, yes. Let me see. I can't see.
19, all over.
That
19
one a year or two before his brother made this one over here.
Uh-huh.
You see.
And I know the people who lived in the next house, I think.
Well, Mrs. Shari did.
Now, who lives there?
Well, I don't know if I heard who bought it, because Mr. Shari died. I don't know who is living there now. I'll just go down here and see her.
But that house was built in the 1900s, too. It isn't an old
yes,
house.
Yes, I'm sure, but of course it was long before we came down.
It was. It was here before you were. And it wasn't any house or anybody you knew, especially.
Now they're all new houses and people.
And isn't it wonderful that the color had the leaves have stayed so wonderful
it
all
is.
Along?
I saw it there when the temperature got down to 28, 26.
When?
No, sorry. That was a cold night.
Oh, that was several, a week ago or
yeah,
10 days ago.
Yeah, I looked at my thermometer. I should have thought that would have made a drop because I killed things in my garden.
Yeah.
That was really cold. But I guess they grow strong this year. They are beautiful.
I wonder what goes back, whose house that is.
I think that was some of the girls built that. But is the Lord did not know? Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not over there. No, this is
the Kennison's house.
Yeah, and his box should be over there. Uh-huh. Yeah, this
so
is.
So do you think this is?
The notes is on the box.
Book by one of girls.
Yes. Bill Earl, Bill Earl, William Earl. I think it's his brother. Was it his brother? Some of them. People I didn't know, but I hear people talk about them.
And then right across the street is, that really should be down here. This house should be down here, because this house across from it is the Kennisons.
And you know them.
Mm-hmm. They go up to the Friends meeting.
Oh, my.
And I played bridge there last night at their house. So, and that's 19th, or 20th century, I shouldn't say 19th.
I guess you can tell you straight about that.
Yes. And this little house, you know anything about that? Maybe you know anything about that little house with the blue trim?
The next one is where used to be my plumber, Mr. Chase.
You don't know anything about this
but
house?
But he's gone now, and I'll see.
But this is 20th century.
I should think so. No, I never heard.
It wasn't an old house, you can tell.
No, I don't think any of these through here. And Mr. Chase, he died, and then I think that was sold. Oh, Etta knew all about. Etta knew him so well, too. Oh, what was his first name?
This one? This?
No, that one. That
oh, down here.
That one there. They built on after he died.
Mr. Chase died. And was that an old house part of it or not?
No, no.
Well, you sent me. I don't want to drive so casually that I get bumped into.
Mrs. Allen lived. I'm kind of getting lost myself. You know, the cutting of wood and things look so different to me as I don't go up and down the road now.
It didn't say on the mailbox.
No.
Well, now, here's a pretty new house, isn't it? And that's not old.
That's the one I think Mrs. Allen owns. And this, I mean, that one over there. This one I don't know. No, I don't know this three are so seldom. I go through here every Monday night and I go with Mrs. Sandor's Bible study, but at night I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep track of anything.
Now, these words, you don't have any idea of whom they belong to, do you?
No, I don't. Everett Connell, Everett Connell, usually way in there, Betsy Connell place. And
that's a, tell me about that, did I?
There must be old houses. They're still off. I guess Edna would know more about them. That driveway would be to them. How further as we get down by.
That's an old house, by
no. That's the one I'm sure we're getting to. That is Mrs. Allen. She's got a cottage on my place down there. But her husband got hurt bad, and he never got over it. So she had to give. She was a nurse from the hospital, and she had to give up her work. He never worked again. Part the time he knows, and part the time he don't. Mm-hmm. I have to watch him all the time. So she. They had just finished this when he got struck there with a car. What he did. So now she's over to a friend of theirs, Dartmouth, And the man needs care too and makes company for her husband. Mm-hmm. So she rents this house and she rents a cottage down on my place.
Oh, I see. Now, who lives in this actual White House?
No, I don't know.
But all of this woodland used to belong to Everett Cornell.
Well, a lot of that woodland was Everett Cornell's part and Betsy Cornell's part. All up through there and down here. And we'll soon come to the driveway.
And this little White House is, you don't know whose it is.
No, I don't. I'm not sure. There was one house a man used to walk. He used to take his dog. Every day he'd take a walk way up. And they said he'd walk to Westport Point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the man's gone now.
Oh. Now this little house, it looks like a... Well, it's a little Swiss chalet type of house. Is that, and there are two houses back in there. You don't know who they belong to.
Yeah, this is all built since I was born.
And this nice yellow house down here. You know who owns that?
My, the woods used to be all woods and they're building up so fast.
Yeah. It's a very pretty place, isn't it?
Very. Yeah.
It's called Ardagh, A-R-D-A-G-H. Now, all of this woods used to, still this woods used to be the Cornell woods?
Yes. Now, this is a driveway. I think this is a driveway, I'm sure. Yes. Now, this is a driveway.
It
goes way up in there.
It says Forest Howland.
Yeah, that's his. That's a Howland. He owns a Betsy Cornell's place. And he has cows and hens and... He had a dog keep coming to see me run away, and I had to call up the dog man twice.
I saw back in that lane. How long is that lane, would you say?
Oh, I don't know. I used to think it was put near fast is where you get out.
There's a real old house back in there?
Oh, yes, that's an old house.
How old do you think it is?
Well, you can ask Anna. I know it's old. I know it's far back, so I remember. Maybe mm-hmm. old as mine. It's yours
uh-huh.
now.
Shall we drive back and look?
You'd like to.
I'd like to drive
yes,
back and
I
look. We could tell. Do you think they'd mind? If we just drove in?
No, I don't think they'd mind. He seems very pleasant. And he comes out his dog. Yeah, the dog was so sweet. He wanted to take to me and get in my lap. Oh, he says, I guess I'll have to keep it tied. Oh, I said, Jim, don't let it get smashed on the road.
Yeah.
This is quiet now.
Isn't this beautiful? The stone walls
are all
like. Beautiful.
Yeah,
this is what I like, too.
I bet the old folks built them walls.
I bet they did. A beautiful wall, too. They're not so good on this other side.
No.
But they're beautiful on this side.
Maybe way back that was meadowland.
Probably. You know how it grows up so fast?
Oh, doesn't it?
When we first came to our lane, I was telling Lucia Paul a lot about a little beech tree that we had up on the lane. And I looked and looked and looked the other day for the beech tree. She couldn't find it. And I finally, last evening when I came in, saw a beech tree about 60 feet high.
Oh, you were having her little one?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It had grown all that in the 25 years or so.
Oh, it's just grown. I could hardly believe my eyes when I got in there. The first time I went in there with you. Just see how things go so fast.
I know.
Now,
that's the house.
That's the house over there. And that's his cows. No, this is something new here. I don't know what this is.
That looks like 20th century.